It's 10:18 p.m. on a Friday night, Eastern time. And you know what that means? It's time to get our bake on. Teresa, how is your big mouthful of bread?
It's so good.
Yeah, so we launched Bread Week. We, let's be honest, ate an entire loaf.
I'm still eating it.
Of three cheese semolina bread.
So good.
That we bought at the store, at a bakery. We ate it with a lot of butter, Irish butter. So good. And this week, it was Bread Week. Now, Bread Week is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
Everyone's
big one.
Everyone's always very eager to impress Paul.
He's still eating that bread,
I'm almost done. I've got one more bite left.
Okay, still eating that bread, though. So I would put bread. I was thinking about this. Bread, dessert, patisserie, and pie, I think, are four big defining ones. Can you think of another one? Or is one of those like, meh?
Okay, well, I guess when you... I'm still chewing.
I know you are. Listen, if you don't want to hear my wife eating bread, what are you even doing here?
I'm staying very far away from the mic.
But not so far away that we can't hear it. Uh-huh. Okay. Now I'm just looking at you.
Vamp.
No! You're very red-faced. You, madam, are blushing so hard.
It's because you're making me laugh and I'm trying to chew.
No, you're eating bread. It's not that I'm doing it. If you weren't eating bread, then laughs wouldn't hurt so much.
Okay. When you mean pie.
Yes.
You mean like all like iterations of pie. Meat pie, mince pie,
sure,
fruit
yes,
pie.
Yes. Okay. Now, in the past, we've done pastry week, which I feel has been a different thing. We're like...
Well, it was kind of together when they've done Victorian.
Sure.
Right?
I think, though, pie, whether it's pastry or Victorian, whatever, represents, like, flavors more than a lot of things they do, where you are doing fillings. Whenever you're doing fillings...
Right, but the pastry week has to do with rough puff or full puff or stuff like that. Okay.
Sure. But I mean, specifically, anytime you're dealing with flavor combinations, I think you're kind of showing off, like... This is what sets me apart from everyone else.
Totally.
But here we are, Bread Week. Big one. I remember once, I think, I want to say like season 9, Paul making the observation of like people who have won Bread Week have gone on to make it to at least the finals.
But is that... Okay. I guess I'm... when I think about Bread Week... Really, what I picture in my mind is Paul's lion face.
Sure.
Right?
You mean Paul, not Paul Hollywood, not but Paul contestant.
Yes.
Paul, prison governor.
Yes.
Who made an amazing lion sculpture.
Oh, my gosh.
Got special commendation.
Yes. He didn't win that week.
Got special commendation.
But that's what I think of when I think of Bread Week.
Yeah.
I think of that beautiful...
Well, this
Lion's
is a thing.
Mane.
So we ran into this today, and mm-hmm. I think it's pretty common where most days, most places now, if you go into a bakery,
mm-hmm.
they tend to focus on sweets, a lot of like cookies, cakes, things, right?
Like, I feel like this was our experience in Ohio,
sure.
But in California. Especially when we went to San Francisco.
Sure. Yeah,
place famous for sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And La Brea Bread Company is all over
everywhere. And maybe it's different in the UK where
the
it's
bread
not.
The bread that we had today was La Brea.
Oh, was it?
I just finished chewing some.
I'm willing to bet that in the UK it's different because Paul Hollywood has observed on the show many times that. Like, for example, pie, we talked about. American, U.S. is a lot sweeter than
yes.
the U.K. So I think that maybe it's not as sweet there. But we don't do as much specialization in, mm-hmm. like, loaves as they
side,
do there.
Side note, can
sure.
I just tell you that
sure.
I read that this week the U.K. determined that Subway rolls are not really
Yeah, it's not
rolls.
Bread.
It's not bread because it has
bread.
Too much sugar in it.
Sure. So... Let's talk about this week. Can I start off with a thing?
Yeah.
Can I make a thing? Can
Do
I
it.
Say a thing?
I'm ready.
So Rowan left.
Mm.
And if you listen to last week's Bake Off, you'll know that I'm not a fan.
Listen to last week's Bake on.
Sure, sure, sure. Here's the thing. If I may.
That face, I love it.
Week one and week two, he did super bad. Mm-hmm. This week, he was mediocre.
Right.
Do I still want him to go home? Sure. Of course I do. But I felt like everyone was a little mediocre this week. I didn't feel like
certainly,
anyone shone.
There were not. Okay. So I want to say that Hermine.
Sure.
At the beginning, when she was like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to put salmon and cheese in the bread. It's going to be weird, but who knows? Uh-huh. You and I were both like, oh, my gosh.
Well, salmon and cheese.
Sounds amazing.
Salmon and cheese is a thing.
It's so good.
Yeah, cheese and lox and, oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So we were into that soda bread. Soda bread was the signature this week.
She got the handshake.
She got a handshake. It was so great. And from the beginning, I was like, yes, girl, that's going to be a good bread.
But even then, I don't feel like she was really in the running for winning. I think she was mentioned. It was like, oh, it could be Mark. It could be her. It could be.
Well,
like,
because the bagels, they made rainbow bagels for the technical. And I think that, I mean, they've done bagels before. And I think that the reason that I'm okay with rainbow, I see your face.
It's just that you're saying bagels weird.
Bagels?
Bagel. Bagels.
I don't.
Bagels. Then you said it B-E-G.
Bagels.
Bagels.
Oh
like
gosh.
B-A-E, bagels.
I feel really bad for whoever like captions this video.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Anyway, so they made rainbow bagels. And I think that the rainbow part is actually a good idea.
You said it like I was going to disagree with you.
Yeah.
I was not bothered by any of
this. I thought that you felt it might be too nailed in.
No. Because it wasn't extreme in any way. I felt
It's a good way to be able to visually rank the bagels.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because they could have just made bagels.
Yeah.
But
and
I
they
feel
have
like,
before.
Well, yes. And I felt like this was a specialized,
bagels was a signature? No.
Yes.
It was a technical, wasn't it?
No, it was a signature because they made two different kinds and they were like hung on things.
Yes. Okay.
But I felt like this was, it was a thing where the focus was on the actual bake. There were a couple comments about like, oh, this color's very light or it's a little too dark, but mostly it was on the bake. But as you said, it separates it only slightly from just making a bagel, right?
Right.
It adds a level of complication that I felt like was appropriate for a technical.
Because they said that like Souris, for example, were not very twisted.
Right.
Did
exactly.
Not like that as much.
And if we look at the challenges this week altogether, right? We had the soda breads, which make two different soda breads. Yeah, great. Totally. I think that is a solid signature. And then technical was rainbow bagels. Sure, that is a technical. It shows a lot of like what you understand about like proving as well as like soaking it as well as baking it. Sure. And then you had the we're going to make a bread plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Not too overly complicated, but it did have to do with design. I loved it.
I had never heard of a bread plaque until I searched my memories. Searched them.
Okay. What did that sound? Okay. Oh, sure.
No, that's a news break. That's breaking news.
Sure.
And I remember there was a bake-off challenge where they were allowed to use salt dough, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In order to make a kind of like bread sculpture
thing.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, I was like, oh, so maybe bread plaques are like the kind of like salt dough sculptures. But then they made these things that were kind of just like, they looked almost like decorative pizza doughs, right?
Like a plaque.
Like a
plaque.
Like
it was flattened and square. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like it wasn't.
They did mention about how usually plaques are like shellacked and inedible.
But yes. But I will say, while there was a lot of design and sculpture elements to it, I didn't feel like it was complicated to a point where the sculpture element would take precedence over the flavor, right?
I mean, definitely. Where always I will say, talking about style over substance.
To that point, yeah. Rowan, I think, in fact, focused too much on design and on the flavor, where I said, okay, so he painted color on afterwards instead of having flavor represent the color
right
in the bake. So, like, the things that were red weren't like sun-dried tomato. He just painted red on, right? And green wasn't like, oh, I put in some, like, herbs to make it. Was just, like, painted on green. And so they talked about, like, oh, this was bland. This was, there was not a lot to it.
He had, like, three or four different flavors in each, like, element of the dough. And they were like, don't taste it. Needs more salt. Where are the walnuts?
Right.
So.
Well, and one of his things, the flavor was walnuts and chestnuts.
Yeah.
Nuts don't carry a lot of flavor on their own, right?
But the Brits are so into their walnuts. Like, everything
Take
has
that,
walnuts
Brits.
In it. Remember when we went to London for the podcast festival and we had to, every time we took BB out to eat with
right.
us, she's allergic to walnuts. So every time.
And listen, I apologize for that. I take it on myself. I'm not allergic to walnuts, but maybe if I'd done better, who knows?
So every time we would order her dessert, we would have to say, it says nuts. What kind of nuts? It was always walnuts.
Always walnuts.
They're everywhere.
So let's talk about, this is something I was thinking about. Now we're down to nine.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do it from memory.
Okay.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Mark. Yep. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Yep.
And Sura.
Mm-hmm.
And Hermine.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura,
mm-hmm.
Lottie,
mm-hmm.
and Linda.
Yes.
That's nine. That's it, right?
Yep, that's it.
Who, let's break it down. Who do you think is making it to the top six, top 50%, and who do you think is making it to top three?
Top 50%.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think that Mark, is it Mark E that got
Mark
it?
Mark E just won.
Yes.
Gray salt and pepper is Mark E.
I'm going to say Mark E. I'm going to say David.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, you know, Linda's coming up there.
Okay.
Is his name Peter?
Peter.
Peter. And I get one more because it's 50%, but
well,
50%
is six. Oh, no, I meant of the top 12. Because here's where I agree with you. Peter,
I thought we were doing 50% of nine.
No. I mean, who's going to be the top 50% of the 12? So
I think
Mark E.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
I think Sura.
Okay.
I think Lottie.
Mm-hmm. And I think now Linda.
And Dave. Oh, it's hard.
You said Dave already.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Sure. It's hard for me to allow Linda in there.
I think she's just starting to hit her groove.
And here's what I'm saying. I don't think you're wrong. I actually think you might be right. But it's hard for me, having watched her performance in the first episode.
The first two episodes. She was very middling to late.
But she was so bad in the first episode.
I think it's okay if you have to, like, shake off those nerves a little bit.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Sura.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Mark E.
Yes.
And Lottie.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter.
You said Peter.
Dang
twice.
It. Okay. Peter. Dave.
Okay.
Mark E.
Yes.
Peter, Dave, Mark E. And Sura.
Uh-huh.
And Lottie.
Yeah.
And who's left? Linda.
Linda. Hermine.
Yeah. Oh, and Hermine. Hermine is in my top
you
six.
You would put Hermine over Linda. Hmm.
I feel like Hermine has a lot of potential.
Well, what is next week? Do you remember?
I don't.
Is it? Because if it's, I think
if it's patisserie,
usually
she's,
it's patisserie. Because I recall things like Petit Fours being next. Oh, man. I didn't bring my phone in here.
Here's what I think. My top four? Let's go top four, right? Because
well,
we'll go for, like, the semifinals or whatever. Is right now, let me talk about Peter for a second.
Okay.
Peter was so strong in episode one.
Yeah.
And I feel like he was in the running for Star Baker episode two. and he was middling good.
Yeah.
In episode 3.
Here's my thing about Peter, right? They're always talking about in the B-roll. They're always talking about how, like, he learned to bake because his brother is gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
And, like, he's always doing the, like, gluten-free, like, even one of his soda breads was gluten-free.
Sure.
And the thing is, gluten-free bread tastes different from regular bread, okay?
Okay.
No matter
what. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling.
Kind of felt like you were a little bit.
No matter what you do, it's going to taste different. So I think that he put himself at a disadvantage making a gluten-free offering when being compared to so many other different breads. And that's going to be like kind of a, you know, like a hitch in his thinking that he's going to have to get over.
Sure. But here's my point about him, though, is there was a moment, I think, in this one with his bread plaque where I think Paul said, like, this could have been better, Peter. And it was like a, but I think that was like the harshest it's been against him, because I think at this point, we talked last week about the curse of the star baker, right?
We also talked about how Paul seems to take that one person under his wing to
right.
be like, I
there
believe
was a
in
moment,
you can do better than
there
this.
There was a moment in this episode where Paul was specifically to Peter, like, when did you learn? How did you learn?
Yeah.
What is your deal?
And then Noel said that the apprentice eventually
would kill the master. And Peter, to his girl, was like, maybe. But I do think to that point, like,
we cannot end without talking about Noel and Matt this week. We loved it.
Oh, my God. And Paul.
Ouch.
And Paul. We got
flu shots
today, and I spoke trees in our flu shot. So I think that Peter is very talented. And I think that what he represents is that, like, he's going to make it to the end, and they are holding him to a higher standard
yes,
here in the beginning.
Yes, I do think that they are.
Where I don't think they're going to send him home, right? Because I think he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first week he really showed up, and they were like, oh, he's great. And then after that, it was like, well, we know he's great. What can he really do?
Yeah.
Where I think that there are people where it's just like, for example, Laura. Mm-hmm. I like Laura. Let me be clear. There's a really funny bit
we
in this episode.
We didn't include her in our top.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's why. There was a really funny moment in this week where they talked about, like, the West End. And
she was like, I've seen 70 shows.
And Paul was like, I've never seen a show. And Matt said, you call yourself a gay man, which cracked me up so hard. But
sidebar, because Paul
is
not gay.
And in fact, he's a quote-unquote macho dude.
And and rumored philanderer.
Yes, indeed. But here's the thing. It's like, I think she's doing okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's bad enough that right now in the 10, mm-hmm. she's not in the bottom. But I think she might be 7th, right? Like, where I think she's going to do an okay job, but she's not making it to the top 6.
I think that is exactly where Nadia was. When in the third episode, right?
Maybe, but she's also not doing bad enough that I see big room to improve. Because Nadia was like last in 10 to go, where she's like, hey, if you can fix that,
yeah.
you're at the top. Where I think Laura is just landing in the middle on every challenge.
Mm.
And it's just like, maybe that's just where you are.
I really thought that those pizza stones that she used on the signature for the soda bread bake were really going to make a difference, and it didn't at all.
It didn't end up being anything.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing with the other Mark, where at least with Mark E, now 3 weeks in, he's gotten Star Baker, which is a huge indication, which
right.
out of 12, he is one of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him take big swings, whereas the other Mark has done okay.
Irish Mark is trying very hard.
He's done okay. And I don't see Linda making it to the top 6.
I don't know. I feel like Linda's a dark horse.
Maybe.
Okay. I want to talk about Noel and Matt.
Can I talk about Paul? You talk about Noel and Matt.
Okay. Well, first of all, we both agreed we are loving Noel's hair this season.
Yes, right? It's very Mighty Boosh.
It is Mighty Boosh.
He's
Travis.
Got the fringe. He's mm-hmm. got the parts.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what is it? Farrah Fawcett. What is that thing?
Feathered. Yeah. What was it? Like 2 or 3 seasons ago?
He had a kind of like pompadour thing.
Sort of, but it was like short and like
yeah.
with mutton chops or something. It was not.
It was not good.
It was not it.
But I really like his hair this season also.
And that leather jacket was a good look.
The leather jacket was nice.
Look.
Also, so I think that he and Matt are constantly cracking each other up.
It seems like they legitimately enjoy each other. There was a moment today where they made a time call and Matt was very quiet. He was like, and no, legitimately broke. And so like, you have to say it louder. And it was like a real laugh.
It was so great. It was so great.
There was a moment where we were talking about bread and Paul was talking about flavor in bread. And Matt was like, yeah, but does bread really have a flavor? And Paul was like affronted. And I think Noel said like, you should go.
Paul was a good sport this week. Yeah. He was in the cold open.
That fool looked like Santa Claus. His hair was so white and his beard was so white. And normally he has it's called a Van Dyke. But when the mustache and beard actually, the goatee connect, mm-hmm. it's called a Van Dyke. But he had a full beard and it was week. All white. And there was something about his hair where it wasn't like spiky at all. It was all kind of down. Yeah, and it was like all bright white silver.
I loved that because...
I'm not saying it was bad.
I know, but because, and I mentioned this during the show, it was like he told Mary that he is going like he won't even need the wig or the beard at all to play Santa in his village. He told Mary that in one of the holiday specials that they filmed.
Here's what I'm hoping, that as the season goes on, it just keeps growing out.
No,
because here's what I want to find out.
He's way too vain for that.
But Teresa, vain is when you go out into the world. If he's staying in, like, Bake Off Village and all he's seeing is the other contestants and, like, Prue, maybe he's like, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it.
He's still conscious of the television.
You say that, but my hair's grown out. I'm a very vain person. My hair's grown out.
Yeah, but you are living your Sean Hunter dreams.
Well, thank you, baby. He has Sean Hunter dreams. You ever think about that?
Oh, and I did want to say, so we said last week that we didn't know about practicing, and we have now seen on Extra Slice and, you know, the web that they...
And listeners.
And commenters on YouTube that... I read those, by the way.
Yeah, what are we doing? What, right? Like, we're not busy.
So...
We just have two kids.
But they sleep, and I
they
can't.
Sleep from time to time. God knows. Anyway,
we have now learned that they do have a test kitchen that has curtain partitions.
It's like a recreation of the tent, right? But it's separated so you can hide what you're doing.
Which I think is great for these
bakers.
I would
rather have. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because then you get a recreation of like what you'll actually have. Mm-hmm. And now the question is, I assume then.
One of the big things people always talked about was, I'm familiar with my kitchen.
What is this tool? What is this thing? So then I assume that ingredients are being provided for them, which must also be different from when they're baking at home and have to pay for their own stuff.
It's true.
If that's the case, like, it should always be that. You should always be paying for the ingredient. That's just me.
I wonder, I guess they could get a stipend, right?
Yeah. So
but then how would you decide, like, if some person wants to use, I don't know, like...
Gold leaf.
Like, and they pay for it? I know.
I need gold leaf and I'm going to eat it as part of my recipe.
Pays for the ingredients that they use in the show for sure. And they have to submit their ingredient list ahead of time so that they can obviously have them. But people have always brought in extra things and they can't really do that this time unless they bring it with them from the very beginning. Like, remember when our Martha brought in Epoisse cheese?
Yes, of course. She said it smelled on the train.
Yes.
Yes, of course I remember that. She was so adorable, my Martha. Oh.
She definitely paid for that herself.
I love our Martha. Hey, how dare you bring up our Martha like I wouldn't remember my dear sweet Martha. How?
She has a new cookbook out and she got married last year.
Martha and Flora hold a place in my heart. Like, they're my own daughters.
Flora, really?
Yeah. 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 And John, people ask me, when I talk about James, people are like, how dare you? Here's the thing. I love John so much, and John works so hard.
Oh, no.
Where I felt like James, listen.
Flying by the seat of his pants.
Yes. And that barn
listen,
was a mess.
We can't go through this again.
Okay. So let's sum it up. Who do you think did a good job this week? Like, who do you think?
Well, definitely Mark.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I think.
But here's the. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, you asked me?
I know I asked.
You asked me a question.
I know.
So, I think that Mark did really well this week. I think that he was a really great representation of style and substance. He walked the very fine line. He did very well in the showstopper. And also, his signature was really great. Where was he for technical? Was he?
He was won technical, I think. Didn't he? No, Linda won technical.
Linda won technical.
But he was like second or third. Yeah, he was up there.
He was the perfect representation of Star Baker.
But.
Top three, at least, in every challenge.
But. So I went into this week knowing that he won Star Baker. Because I think
right,
you.
Right, because I told you on.
You spoiled it for me.
Well, they posted
but you
on Instagram.
But you spoiled it.
I asked you if you wanted it.
And what did I say?
You said yes.
Okay, and then you spoiled it for me. So here's the thing.
I don't think that counts.
No, even if I invite it, you still spoiled it. I watched it knowing that, waiting for
him. I informed you.
Sure. You spoiled me with information. And I watched it knowing that, waiting for like the shining moments.
You guys can't hear my eye roll, but I'm doing
no,
it.
No, they can actually hear it. It goes... And the thing is I watched it knowing that, waiting for, like, the shining moments. And I watched him do a good job, right? But I don't think, as opposed to last week where Dave won, where I felt like, well, yeah, Dave swept almost everything. Lottie won the signature, but Dave was, like, second and then won in technical and swept the showstopper. I felt like Mark just did a good job. And I think that's representative of this week. Everyone did an okay job.
That's what they were saying at the table.
Right.
Paul and Prue were kind of like, well, I mean, it was fine.
Right. Everyone was kind of average.
Yeah. I don't think they're all going to be bangers.
I think that's true, but I think it's rare for Bread Week to be that.
Yeah.
Where usually you have people, at least one of the 12, where their thing is bread.
Well, you know, I think, remember how Richard got, like, Star Baker, like, 4 or 5 times in a row?
Right, yeah, yeah.
I think that they seem to always be chasing that now, where that makes really great television, where someone, like, just shoots off. Because
sure.
Because Richard would often come from middle of the pack. And then
he didn't do well in technical.
He hardly ever did well in technical.
And what he'd do is he would then incorporate the technical recipe into a showstopper.
And he would be amazing.
Right.
And it would, like, just blow the top off.
Which would make me think that he would go home and his wife would be like, Richard, come to bed. And he's like, no! Tiramisu! I gotta figure it out. Richard, you've been up for 18 hours straight. I can't. This means something as he sculpted a tiramisu into a double stour.
So I think that is what they're chasing
sure.
constantly, and that's just not going to happen. They're not all going to be bangers.
Sure. You know, on the one hand, I am okay with a season where, like, in the first 6 weeks, 6 different people win Star Baker, and, like, those are the 6 people that continue on.
Yeah.
But I just don't see that being, like, a reasonable representation, where I feel like if you have 12 people, 4 of them are really good, 4 of them are okay, and 4 of them are bad. It's just, like, statistically how it happens. I don't see how it ends up with, like, 6 of them are really good and 6 of them are really bad.
Yeah, well, no, because, I mean, obviously, when they apply for the program, it's still, like, the top amateur bakers,
sure.
right? So it's...
We hope.
Yeah.
My worry is that producers would look at it and say, like, these 3 are so bad.
I can't hear it.
Okay.
No. That is something that has ruined television in the U.S.
I don't think it's true.
No, that's what they do. That's what they do with,
no, no,
like,
no.
American
I know
Idol.
I know it's true in American Idol. I'm saying I don't think it's true in Bake Off. I'm saying
Please
that, like,
just
we
let
can
me
assume. Okay.
Keep
dreaming.
Keep dreaming.
Okay. I'm just saying that I think Rowan should have gone out sooner. And Max should have stayed till this week. I think that...
Wasn't it a nice moment when Linda incorporated honey for Max?
Yes, yes, yes. It got
so
me.
So sweet.
I think that I would have swapped those 2, but other than that, it was fine. I'm glad Rowan went out, but I don't think he was terrible this week compared to...
I love how many times they said Worcestershire.
Worcestershire was a thing. I think that, though, those three, though maybe I would have sent Linda home. And yeah.
Nope.
In that first week? Okay.
Nope. I think so, she was middle of the pack.
Do you want to change your bet for final three?
No.
Okay. I still stand by. I think Peter, Lottie, and I think I said Sarah last time, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
Okay. So too. That's going to do it. Check out the show on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and Pocket Casts, and I don't know, wherever you can find it. Tell a friend. Bake on. Teresa?
Bake around?